The Ypsilanti Players proudly present Peter Pan.
There was a place, a faraway place, where the sun always shone, the sky was always blue, and no one ever grew old. This place was called Neverland, and it was where Peter Pan and Tinkerbell lived. Not so far away in the city of London lived John, Wendy, and Michael Darling. Every night, they would gather in the nursery to hear Wendy tell wonderful tales of Peter Pan's adventures. One night, when Wendy was telling John and Michael a favorite Peter Pan story, Nana, their Saint Bernard, started barking outside in the yard. Not a moment later, Peter Pan and Tinkerbell dashed through the window in search of Peter's shadow.
Get back here, Shadow!
Wendy caught Peter's shadow as it fled Peter and Tink.
I've got it! Here, let me sew it back on.
John and Michael looked on in amazement as Wendy sewed the shadow back onto Peter's body.
I'm glad I saw you, Peter. Tonight's my last night in the nursery. Tomorrow I have to grow up.
That means no more stories unless I take you back to Neverland with me.
Wendy, John, and Michael couldn't believe their ears.
That would be wonderful.
Peter Pan sprinkled some of Tinkerbell's pixie dust over the children and told them to think happy thoughts.
I'll think of Christmas, sleigh bells and snow.
I think I'll be an Indian boy.
Look, we're floating off the ground.
You're flying!
Suddenly, they were all soaring through the skies of London.
But which way to Neverland?
Third star to the right and straight to Warner. Spread my wings
and fly away. Scene two.
Down below, they saw golden rainbows and blue waterfalls and mermaids singing in a lagoon. There were beaches and deep forest, and of course, there was an Indian camp. John and Michael went with Peter's friends, the Lost Boys, as they played hide-and-seek with the Indians. Peter and Wendy, meanwhile, went to visit the beautiful mermaids in the lagoon. It was there that Peter Pan spied the Indian chief's daughter, Tiger Lily, tied up in the boat of the evil Captain Hook. Peter and Wendy could overhear the pirate's demands.
Tell me the hiding place of Peter Pan.
But Tiger Lily wouldn't tell.
Tell me now, Tiger Lily, or you'll sleep with the fishes forever.
Peter turned to Wendy.
I have to save her.
They flew down where Captain Hook had taken Tiger Lily. There, Peter challenged Hook to a thrilling duel. Peter was so quick and brave that at last the nasty captain landed in the water only to be chased back to his ship by a ferocious crocodile whose stomach ticked and talked from the sound of a clock he swallowed long ago. The very croc who had eaten Hook's hand.
Hook swam for his life back to the ship while Peter rescued Tiger Lily and returned her to her father back at the Indian camp. The chief was so happy to have his daughter return safely that he made Peter an honorary chief.
Thanks, chief.
And they all spent the rest of the night celebrating.
Scene 3. As Pan and the kids celebrated, however, Hook was back on his ship. He and his first mate, Smee, were forming a new plan to get Peter.
Blast that, Peter Pan. And blast that Infernal Island. How can I catch a boy that can fly?
If you can only get him onto the ship, sir, there'll be no escaping you then.
That's it, Smee. My own ship. I'll lure him right here.
Like you mess with Tiger Lily again?
No, those Indians will be watching her like a hawk after last time. But those Lost Boys are always off by themselves playing games and getting into trouble.
So Hook waited till the Lost Boys were out without Peter and snatched them up and took them back to his ship. Tinkerbell, John, and Michael had been playing with the Lost Boys when they were captured, but only Tink had escaped Hook's clutches, and she flew back to tell Peter and Wendy.
Hook's done what?
Come on, Wendy, we gotta save him.
And off they flew to Hook's ship.
Scene 4!
On Hook's ship, Peter found the Lost Boys, John and Michael, tied to the mast.
Hooray, it's Peter!
Thank heaven you're here.
Don't go, Hook, or I'll feed you to the crocodiles.
Not a chance, Pan. You'll never beat me on my own ship.
And so once again, Pan battled Hook, and once again, Peter came away victorious.
I've won again, Hook. And all of you and your man must walk the plank.
Off the plank, the pirates walked, and into the sea they fell. Left to swim back to shore with the crocodile on their heels.
Even though they defeated Hook, and even though they were having fun in Neverland with Peter, Wendy, John, and Michael knew that it was time to go home. Now if they could only figure out how to tell Peter.
Just think about all the games we can play on the ship.
But Peter.
Or we can go to Mermaid Lagoon.
But Peter!
What is it?
But you see, our parents will miss us if we aren't back soon.
So unfortunately, we'll be leaving Neverland.
For a moment, the kids thought Peter was sad, but a smile formed across his face and he said,
I know just the thing.
Peter had Tinkerbell sprinkle pixie dust all over the ship, and together they flew away from Neverland and traveled back to their home in London. The kids said goodbye to Peter and Tinkerbell and went to their beds with dreams of Neverland. And for at least one more night, it seemed as though they might remain young forever.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note.